Okay, so Parshat Truma. So, I'm going to share an idea from Rav Kasher. Rav Kasher is amazing. Rav Kasher wrote Torah Shlema, which is basically an encyclopedia of anything Chazal ever said with analysis on every Parsha. It's a really amazing book. So, the Gemara in Zvachim on Nuntenim would bet to Samachalav has a machloket. What exactly is the height of the Mizbeach? So the Pasuk in Shmot Chav Zayin says that it is Vasidan Mizbeach, Atseishitim, Chameshamot Orech, Chameshamot Rochav, Ravuayah Mizbeach, Vishaloshamot Komato. This is this week's parsha, if you weren't aware.
Okay.
Right? Chuma, building the Mishkan. So the Pasuk says that the Mizbeach is 3 amot. So if I asked you how tall is Mizbeach, you would say 3 amot, and you would be holding like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says, Kichtavan, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. 3 amot means, I know this is shocking, 3 amot. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says no. Nemar kan Ravua, it says here Ravua. Venemar lahalan Ravua, and it says later by the Mizbeach of the Ktoret Ravua. Malav lan govo pishnaim karko. Avkan pishnaim karko. And there the height is twice its length. So here is twice its length, and since its length is 5 amot, it is 10 amot. So now Rabbi Yehuda now critiques Rabbi Yossi. Now, if I asked you, what do you think Rabbi Yehuda's critique is going to be of Rabbi Yossi? Right, again, Rabbi Yehuda thinks that it is what it says in the Pasuk, and Rabbi Yossi says it is not. So what would Rabbi Yehuda's critique be? Why don't you say what's in the Pasuk? That's not what he says.
Okay.
Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Efshar Kohen Omed Al Gabe HaMizbeach V'Avodah Biyado V'Chol Ha'am Ro'na Otom Bibachutz? What? Someone should be doing avoda in the Beit HaMikdash. The Kohen should be doing avoda in the Beit HaMikdash, and someone could see him outside. Amar la Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says, "Now that's a good question." Well, for now, v'kalei chater v'zach shar chater shalom mishkan. V'al mizbeach ma mishkan eser amot, mizbeach eser amot. V'al mer klaim chamesh eser amot. Kadevu madam lehamot misvad mizbeach lamala. And then he says, "Well, I have another proof that it says that the curtains." Are 10 amot, this is also 10 amot, so when we're measuring from the middle, madam shalosh amot kama misfat sovi v'lamala, the 3 amot is from the ledge, right? Rabbi Yehuda ki gamer gzera shava berachavu de gamer, the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda uses the gzera shava to be the width and not the height. Rabbi Yehuda ha kamit chazi kohen. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, so he says, but even according to Yehuda, he says, wait a second, the mizbeach is 3 amot and the curtains are only 5 amot. Kohen nihi de kohen mitzchazi avoda biyada lo mitzchazi. So maybe the kohen is him, the avoda isn't. And the Gemara keeps right going, and then finds a way for Rabbi Yossi to defend it based on how high the curtains are. Now, so Rav Kasher looks at this Gemara and he says, "This is a very odd Gemara. Why? Because the Gemara seems to be driven, right? But the Gemara seems to be driven, right?
That both sides have legitimate.
Right, but what is it driven by? Not by how do you read the pasuk primarily, but the one thing that's given, according to both of them, is the Kohen cannot be doing Avodah and other people seeing it. Like, that is like a given. It never justifies this. It just assumes it, and then everybody else starts, when they're working out their psukim, they work it around this assumption, which is very...
Who assumes this?
The Gemara, right? That's the question, right? The Gemara just does. The Gemara says, how could it be 10 amot? People will see from the outside. And he says, okay, the curtains are higher. Oh, what about you? They could also see. Oh, they could see, but they can't see the avoda.
But why are the rabbis, like, going along with the
Gemara? That's what I'm asking, right? That's exactly Rav Kasher's point. That's my point, right? That's what I wanted to tell you. So Rav Kasher, I'm not going to go in order of Rav Kasher's answers. So his last possibility is maybe they have a source. Maybe they have a pasuk.
Okay.
Now, what pasuk would they have? So he suggests v'yeshmar varshim krav v'shachad otol yerecham mizbech tzafona lefnei Hashem. It says that you shech tzafona. What does tzafona mean?
North.
North. But what else does tzafun mean? think Seder, they think the Seder, hidden. Safun is hidden. So he's like, maybe they have some sort of drasha that it means that it should be Safun. That's his final answer. But that's not the simple pshat. What's the simple pshat? It's a svara, right? What it just says, it can't be. It can't be. It doesn't. What Masura? It doesn't prove it. It doesn't quote anybody. It just says, what? You think that someone sees the avoda? Right? He knows that the Gemara in Ketubot, in the Gemara, this takes it as a given there. Shaparochet letzniuta ba'alma. Right? That the parochet, the purpose is tzniut, so that people won't be able to see in. Rechelo yirua olchem arabayin ma'osim bazara. And he says, and he just said, look, the Pasuk, in Navi, this is a very central idea, and Micha, and Riyahu, right, the notion that you walk bitzniut with Hashem, you walk with modesty with God. He said, that just seems to be the driving force. Now, I'll give you his explanations in a moment, but it's very striking because, you know, sometimes we have this. I know those who are in our Ginsburg chair, I think, didn't Siskovic, right? Get that right? Or Siskovic? There's an extra C that always is a... Yeah. But didn't he talk about the role of Svara in determining halacha as if it's explicit in the Torah? We've talked about this before, right? It's, for example... Right. Murder being Yehar Gval Yavor is derived straight from Svara, and then we compare it, then we compare rape to, or Gilei Arayot really, more broadly, to murder. So two of them end up being derived either from Svara or from Gzeir Shava to Svara. Ah, okay, well now I brought it up. There you go. But the, right, it takes it as a given, which is amazing, right, that he thinks the structure of the Beit HaMikdash is... at some level, just brought, generated by Svara, to the point where, yeah, both of them feel the need to justify their logic based on the Svara that it can't be that the Avoda is seen by people outside. Now, obviously, then you have to ask, what is that Svara? Where does it come from? So partially it comes from Torah values, but values are...
Well, why is it a value for...
So here, right, he proves that it's a value, even though, right, from the Nevi'im of the command of Atznei Alechet Im Elokecha, that the idea of walking modestly with God, right? It's a very well-known pasuk from Micha Perek Vav, that you have to walk humbly with God. But then he says, okay, but you still need to give a svara.
I was not having everybody see the avodah.
Good, so that's what he said. Shnei tamim shloyu anashim mechutz ma'osim b'fnim, ki adam tzarich l'kayem mitzvot Hashem l'shem shamayim b'lfad, v'lo shiru b'nei adam. He says, one possibility is that it ensures or helps it be l'shem shamayim, right, because it prevents a certain type of exhibitionism. Right, because now he's doing it because that's the mitzvah in the Beit HaMikdash. He's not doing it so everybody on Har HaBayit who's visiting can see him because they can't see him. Kidei shelo yo chas v'shalom shum panim acheret. Yirak b'avodot shemitzvatan b'tzibur amur b'rov ha-madran melech. He said only public avodot, so then they're done in public. V'od. And then there's a value to having more people. V'od yeshin yansi yuchel yistakel b'chutz. He said furthermore, there's benefit to him not looking out. Kedeshav ne Adam lo yival beloto, so people don't confuse him. V'yachol lechaven dato rak levodah makom, and he can focus only on God. Similar to what we have in Shulchan Aruch, that we know the shat tefila he b'makom karban, that prayer is in place of karban. V'adin shetzarich shimna v'kol dvarim sheicholim levatel kavanato. V'zeh nichlal shol yisakel shor rabim v'zeh kol nichnas b'chal tziur, and he thinks this is all within tzniut. Now, I don't know how convinced I am by it, but what's interesting, but he's definitely right. I know Joey's bothered by it, but he's definitely right that the Gemara is taking it as a given, right? That whatever it is, there's something about Avodah that is so obviously private that it determines how we read the Psukim. And both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda feel beholden to it. So yes, Rav Kasher's third possibility, or second half possibility, whatever you want to call it, is that there's some sort of drasha. But the simple pshat of the Gemara is that no, there was something obvious to both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda that it had to be that Avodah is private. Right? He suggests two possibilities. One is that it prevents exhibitionism. The other is that it encourages concentration. I don't, you know, I could see those not being compelling. But then you have, but the simple pshat of the Gemara requires you to come up with some svara that would be compelling to both sides and obvious. Now, I would just add that if that's the case, if it's really true that this is binding because it's obvious and not because there's any source, then that type of svara is going to carry over to other, to other areas of life beyond the Mishkan, right? If exhibitionism is such a bad thing that it is obvious that you have to read the psukim in such a way that prevents such a thing, then that would tell you a lot about the way you should have your own avodah Hashem.
We have that. You're not allowed to daven like in a loud manner.
No, very good. And but then you would wonder, why do we have it in so many places in Torah? The answer was, well, because it's a svara. It's not like some svara in the Beit HaMikdash. It's just a svara pshuta. And why is it, if his second one is right, that it's so obvious that you need to create situations that aren't distracting for avodah Hashem? Well, maybe that's why we find them in so many mitzvot. But that, I think, is one of the things that is important about this. It's not just the power of svara. Is that once something is generated by a svara, it is going to be more universal than something generated by a pasuk because it's going to be applicable whenever it makes sense. But if you don't like either of these two svaras, then Joey, I challenge you to find something else, because Rav Kasha's analysis that the simple pshat in the Gemara is that whatever is driving it, it is a conviction, this is obvious, that I think is true. If these svarot aren't obvious, so either you accept his invented gzera katuv, or you come up with a svara that you find more compelling, you come up with it, let me know. Okay? Sure, it could be that it's intimacy, right? It could be that it's obvious because the Beit HaMikdash is Al Derech Mashal, is the intimate home of the Jews, and the Beit HaMikdash, the relationship of God and the Jews is one of marriage, and therefore the avodah to some level is marital intimacy. Sure, it could be that. It could be a
Kabbalistic perspective. Like,
sure, Kabbalistically that would work great. Sure, that could be another possibility. It could be something else. But again, if that's the case, you're right. It would be more limited to Beit HaMikdash as opposed to the two versions he gave, which would be would more expansive. But again, that's important. When you have a svara, you have to figure out where does the svara apply, because it's going to be more expansive unless you can explain why it's obvious only in one context and not elsewhere.